The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It can be quite loud. So welcome again, and Happy New Year. What a delight to be here with you all. And so, of course, right, this time of year, it's not unusual to think about, okay, well, what am I going to do for this next year? Like, you know, what's a priority for my life? Or what's a direction I want to go? What's something I'd like to put effort towards, or something like this? And because this is Happy Hour, where we talk about loving kindness and compassion, I just maybe would say a few words about this idea that, okay, well, maybe I'm going to try to be more compassionate, which is kind of a vague thing, or have more kindness, which is another vague thing. And I think all of us know, right, it's better to be a little bit more specific. But in general, sometimes what happens is like, okay, it sounds like I'm going to be more compassionate, and then, okay. And that's as far as it goes, right? We have this idea, but we don't quite know what to do necessarily to put this into action, to get it out of the realm of thoughts and into the realm of doing something in the world. And I ran across this thing from Jack Kornfield, you know, one of the elders in this tradition and one of the ones who brought it from Asia to the West. And he talks about how compassion or kindness or care, or we could even say mindfulness, all of these types of things are undertaken one step at a time. I don't know if you can hear that. There's a lot of sound outside my window right now. I hope it's not disturbing. So things are taken one step at a time, one moment at a time. Somehow that feels a little bit more tangible rather than just this vague idea of something we'd like to do. So one step, one moment, one person, one interaction, something that we can do. Because if we don't have this understanding, it's easy to become overwhelmed, right, with all these problems that feel like we need attending to and that maybe we should put our effort towards and in order to make a difference, and the dilemmas of our families or communities or the injustices and suffering in the world, right? These are innumerable. And it's easy to get overwhelmed when we think about this, but this idea is that kindness, compassion, care, undertaken one moment at a time, one step at a time, maybe with one person at a time. And that's why with our practice here, with loving kindness, with even this, you know, these times that we do this meditation practice, makes a difference. One practice period at a time, one moment at a time. And then Jack continues with this story, which I feel touched by. This is from his book. I think it's After That Ecstasy, The Laundry. And he writes, compassion is most real in the particulars, as can be seen in the story of a person who is walking along a beach after an unusually strong spring storm. The beach was covered with dying starfish tossed up by the waves, and the person was tossing the starfish back in the water one by one. A visitor saw this and came up to the person. "What are you doing?" "I'm trying to help these starfish," the person replied. "But there are tens of thousands of them washed up along these beaches. Throwing a handful back doesn't matter," protested the visitor. "Matters to this one," the person replied as they tossed the next starfish into the ocean. I love this story, right? When we're looking at the big, huge picture, we might have this feeling, oh, this doesn't matter. But, you know, what a world of difference it made to that single starfish, right? So instead of thinking that we have to fix everything, just one moment at a time, one person at a time, one interaction at a time, makes a difference. It does matter. And then Chuck Cornfield continues. And he says, to serve in this way, we must remember one more essential truth. It's never too late to begin. We can only begin now where we are, and it is this now that becomes the seed for all that lies ahead. It's never too late to begin. I had just earlier today, so I'm like, oh, I meant to do this today, you know, take care of this thing. And it's already, you know, nearing the end of the day. But then I, you know, being inspired what I had, the notes I had just taken, I thought, oh, it's never too late to begin. I'm just going to do this one little step. And you know what? I only spent like 7 minutes on it, but I already felt like a little buoyed, like, oh, right. Okay. Well, now that I did that, I can do the next thing, you know, so. Sometimes we can feel overwhelmed when we're looking at the big picture. So especially when we have this idea that we want to be more compassionate or help with some of the difficulties in this world, difficulties in our communities, or if we want to show up in a way that's has more kindness or warmth or love. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. We'll start with some good old-fashioned mindfulness just to help with the settling. Sometimes it's helpful to know that there's this mindfulness practice because sometimes loving kindness practice brings up stuff, like some of the unfinished business of the heart, which is also another Jack Kornfield phrase. And sometimes it's a little bit can be overwhelming, can be really difficult. So it's helpful to have a grounding in mindfulness practice too. So we can always switch back to mindfulness practice if that feels what would be best. So with mindfulness, just bringing our attention to the experience of sitting or lying down if you're lying. Whatever posture you are in. Can you feel the contact points with the ground, the earth, the chair, the cushion, whatever the body is contacting? Feeling the pressure, maybe on the backside, on the back, the feet. Feeling connected, grounded. And then doing kind of like a global, general body scan. And there are some places where there's some tension. That there can be some softening. For example, relaxing around the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back, the chest, maybe just opening it in just a really, really small way, often by just pulling the shoulders back a teeny, teeny bit, maybe. Another person watching you wouldn't even notice, just a small movement. Relaxing the belly. And then resting the awareness on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the stretching in the body, in the torso, as the body breathes. And the release of the stretch as the body breathes. I'm just resting here with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, we'll start where it's easy, simple, uncomplicated, straightforward, by bringing to mind a lovable being, somebody that's in your life, or maybe an imaginary being, maybe some kittens on a cat video, maybe a baby. Puppies, or maybe somebody who has really touched your life and supported you in a beautiful way, and your heart can't help but smile when you bring them to mind. So maybe having a visual image of the lovable being and connecting with them through your heart, in whatever way makes sense for you. And to support this connection and give the mind and the heart something to return to, they're prone to wander. You can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. reminder that at this stage in loving kindness practice, the key is to keep it simple. So as the most lovable being at this moment, just allowing the heart to relax into a warm-heartedness. And then to expand that loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we include ourselves. Sometimes we're apt to consider loving kindness for everybody else and neglect ourselves. But bring into mind an image of yourself, or perhaps the felt sense of your lived experience at this moment, maybe the bodily experience. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. and then to extend our loving kindness a little bit more, extend it to a good friend or a dear family member, somebody that we care about. And yet with all relationships, sometimes there's rough spots. That's okay. We still care about them, love them, wish them to be happy. Bringing this good friend to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness yet again, to include a neutral person, somebody that we don't know. Maybe somebody we see in the neighborhood on occasion. Maybe somebody in this Zoom meeting. It can really make a difference if it's a specific individual as opposed to just the generic person that you don't know. Just imagine how the world would be a different place if people practiced loving kindness towards people they didn't know. We can be part of that transformation, making the world a better place. bringing to mind somebody you don't know, neutral person. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Getting back to this story I said in the beginning, this person was walking along a beach after a strong storm, and these dying starfish were tossed up, and this person was tossing them back one by one. Somebody approached a person and said, "There's so many starfish, it doesn't matter that you're doing a handful." And this person replied, "It matters to this one," as he tossed another starfish back into the waves. It matters. Expressing warm-heartedness in a way that feels appropriate and comfortable matters. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And let's do a little bit of equanimity practice. For this practice, bring to mind somebody you care about, but they're sometimes annoying or a little bit, they irritate you or in some kind of way. So on a scale of 1 to 10, we're talking about a 2 or a 3, just mild here, not the most difficult person. And for them, we can bring them to mind. And we have a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. So this idea of compassion or care or loving kindness, sometimes it can feel overwhelming if we think like, oh, I have to, there's so many things wrong in the world that need to be taken care of, or just in my own small community or family. But just to recognize it's taken one step at a time, one person at a time, one starfish at a time in this story. And this recognition also that it's never too late to begin, never. Sometimes we might feel like, oh, I should have. Well, go ahead and start. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you could talk about this idea of care and compassion, loving kindness being expressed one person at a time, one moment at a time, as opposed to, you know, something feeling like we have to take care of everything. And how it's coupled with, there's, you know, maybe like it's not too late to begin, or maybe something along the lines of it's no time like the present, or something like that, right? Otherwise, it's so easy to have these ideas of what we should have done or we could have done. And I think what Jack Kornfield is pointing to in his writing here is, well, let's just do it. Maybe it's just one tiny little step, but let's do it. Let's cultivate a heart of warmth and care and let it get expressed in our actions just one moment at a time. So in these breakout rooms, I like to have you just, I'm now calling this like the soup making method, that everybody just adds a single ingredient to the soup, and then it goes to the next person and they add an ingredient, goes to the third person, they add an ingredient, and then it comes back around. So ingredient is just like a single point, like one idea you have. I'm sure everybody has a number of ideas, but just to stick with a single one. And then when it comes back around to you, now that you've heard a few other people, some of their ideas and their contributions, some of their ingredients, maybe you'll add a different ingredient than you would have than if you had just said everything that you knew at the beginning. So in these small groups, there isn't crosstalk, or it's not advice giving or things like this, but instead it's an opportunity to discuss this topic and kind of going around in a circle. There might be enough time, I'm not sure, but after going around the circle at least three times, if not more, then to open it up to more general discussion. But it can be really rich to follow this format. So you'll be in groups of three or four, and you'll be in the, let's see, for about 13 minutes. And to set up the circle, we can go in your birth month. Those of you born in January, happy birthday this month, and you will go first. And December, of course, goes last. Okay, here we go. Welcome back, welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share after the breakout group? Yes, Neil.
I really, really, excuse me, I really like this story. You know, it is, you know, the thought that, you know, little differences make a difference, even if you can, you know, right, there's that think globally, act locally, right, the ecology thing, right? Gosh, I'm going to cough up a lung or something, excuse me. So, you know, even if you can't fix the world, right, you can make a difference for the people around you.
Or maybe one person around you, right?
Right. We were talking about being nice to the person in the call center. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I just really like this story. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Neil. And the story, I guess, for those of you who don't know, Neil sent me a little chat saying that the story was attributed to, now I don't remember where, but so Jack got it from somebody else and I got it from Jack. So it's great. It's a good story, right? So it deserves to be passed around. So thank you, Neil. Nancy.
Yeah, I also love this story. And it brought to mind both where I was the starfish and another memory of having a starfish return to me with gratitude. And so it sort of makes the whole world go around.
Oh, beautiful. It's
really lovely.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy, for kind of fleshing it out, the whole story. It's not just one person throwing the starfish in, but sometimes we are the starfish. Fantastic.
I have been the starfish.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Thank you. And sometimes the starfish come back and say, gee, thanks. I love it. Thank you, Nancy. Claire.
Oh, I'm open. Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I had a somewhat different experience, but I think it's also relevant because we did so much work on self-care recently. I became painfully aware of how much I do a lot for others, but nothing for Claire. Okay, So I made two commitments to Claire, and I was going to do each one a day at a time. One is decluttering, which I've been very faithful at all week.
Nice.
The other one, however, I didn't touch at all. And it's clear that it's the one preparing for a teaching job in March. And I had also promised myself I would start January 1 and do a day at a time or a little bit at a time. And I haven't done anything, which is clearly telling me that I'm avoiding it. You know, maybe I'm not happy about having to do it, but I still have to. But I thought it was an interesting contrast that I leapt into the things that I wanted to do for Claire. But I really need to do the other one for Claire too. It's important. Mm-hmm. But you know, the avoidance behavior when it's not attractive is a very telling kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's the one to get over, I think.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be helpful for us to get a little bit curious about like what's underneath the avoidance, because sometimes it's fear, you know, this. And maybe the fear is not even clear what it is, or maybe there's a belief that we have that's getting threatened about it or something. So I just offer that, Claire. Of course, I don't know anything about this, but just there might be a way to work with it to support not avoiding.
Yeah. No, I wanted to thank you, though, too. I wasn't even aware I was doing this until you brought the topic up tonight. I would have gone right past me. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Being our own starfish. Nice. Okay, so we're a minute past the hour, and so I want to thank you all, and again say Happy New Year to everybody. And if you'd like, you can unmute and we can all say goodbye together. So, bye-bye and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Diane.
Thank you.
Happy
New Year.
Thanks, Neil.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye,
Sasal.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, Diana.
Bye, everybody. Good night.